VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Turkish officials say they are now investigating the disappearance and possible murder of a Saudi Arabian journalist. Reuters correspondent Emily Wither reports.
President Tayyip Erdogan's only comment so far is that he's closely following the case. Reuters Turkey bureau chief Dominic Evans was shown around the consulate this weekend as Saudi officials continue to insist that talk of his kidnapping is baseless.
They took us from the top to the bottom of the building. It's a four-story building. It was obviously an unusual event. They said they had never before opened their doors in such a way. It clearly was an unusual move for them, and it reflected their efforts from their perspective to show that stories or rumours that Jamal Khashoggi had been abducted or was being held inside the consulate were not true.
Saudi officials insist Khashoggi left shortly after he entered, but his fiancée, who was waiting outside, says he never came out.
Turkey sought permission Monday from Saudi Arabia to search its consulate in Istanbul. It's not immediately clear whether the officials were granted access to the consulate after the request. The American Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Beijing on Monday, meeting with Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Pompeo told Wang Yi that the United States has grave concerns about China's recent actions. Wang accused the U.S. of escalating trade tensions with China. The Taliban has ordered its fighters to attack officials and security forces helping to organize this month's parliamentary elections in Afghanistan. The terrorist group denounced the process as fake. The long-delayed elections are scheduled for October 20th. This is VOA News. Polish activist